Lord, we thank you for the privilege of studying your word again.
主要我们非常感恩有这样的荣幸再次来学习您的话。
And Lord, we dare not approach your word without prayer because it's only if you lead us and teach us that we will understand.
主啊，我们不敢就是没有祷告就接近您的话，因为没有您的帮助，没有您的领导，我们是不会去理解您的话的。
And so our prayer is that you will bless us. We pray that you will strengthen us so that we will both understand and have the ability to obey.
主啊，求您呢赐福我们，赐给我们力量，这样呢我们就有那样的我们可以理解，理解了以后我们就有这样的能力去顺服。
And so as we turn to the Bible, our prayer is that you will bless us as we study.
当我们开始学习圣经的时候呢，我们的祷告是您来赐福给我们，当我们学习的时候。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些所有的是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we were studying in the book of 1 John chapter 2 when I was with you last, which was probably a long time ago.
我们一直在学习呢约翰一书的第二章，就是上次呢，就是说你上次我跟你们在一起学习这一章的时候，可能是很久以前了。
It's thrilling to me that the Word of God continues to be the truth of God even over time.
这个呢，就是非常令我惊奇的，就是神的。这个事实是神的真理呢，神的话呢，它永远是真理，尽管不管过了多长时间。
All right, so I think last time we were together, we got up to and studied chapter 2 and verse 11.
我认为呢，上一次我们学习是停到了约翰一书第二章的第十一节。
And John here is writing to, there's a sense in which he's writing to his family.
这里呢，从这个某种意义上呢讲呢，那个约翰呢是写给他的家人。
We are in a delightful way the family of God.
我们呢以一种令人欣慰的方式呢，我们是神的家人。
And it's thrilling that the people of God are not just our friends, the people of God are our family.
这个呢令人惊奇的是呢，我们属神的人不光是我们的自己的人，我们同样是神的家人。
It means therefore that the Christians have big families.
这个意味着呢基督徒呢有一个大家庭。
But it is amazing that we have close relationships with the Christians and in effect all over the world.
这个呢令人惊奇的呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们有非常亲密的关系，这个呢影响了整个世界。
I went to Malaysia many years ago to preach.
很多年前呢，他去马来西亚去传道。
When I arrived in the city of Kuantan, up in the northwest, northeast of the country, I was met by a man who said, "You come to my house, you can stay in my house while you preach in our assembly."
那个呢，当他到达那个东北部的那个城市叫 Kuantan 的一个地方呢，有个人来接待他。接他在机场接待时说，在马来西亚的，如果你待在这个城市所有时间，你都可以待在我家里。
I had never met him before. I'd never been in the country before. I didn't know anything about him.
我从来呢也没碰到过这个人呢，我也从来没有去过呢，马来西亚，所以在那里呢没有任何人可以帮助我。
So we chatted. He put me in his car. We drove towards his home. We chatted a bit. I said to him, "You speak English very well. Where did you learn to speak English?"
然后呢，我们在他进到他的车里去，他带我回他的家的时候，我们在车里有一个交谈呢。然后我跟他说呢，你的英语讲得非常好，你在哪里学的英语呢？
He said Vancouver.
他说温哥华。
I thought that's strange. I'm in the middle of the other side of the world, and my driver learned to speak English in Vancouver. How'd that happen?
这个呢，就挺奇怪的。在一个世界的其他的一个地方，其他的中部的一个地方，结果我碰到一个人，那个人他的英语是在温哥华学的。
And then he told me the story of how the Lord had saved him and taken him to Vancouver and led him in a wonderful way. And we were the best of friends, even though I'd only known him for a half an hour.
这个呢，他呢，就是说呢，他告诉我他的故事，他怎么得救的，主怎么引导他来到温哥华的。然后呢，所有的一切，我们尽管只是相遇呢才半个小时，我们成为了最好的朋友。
The family of God is a marvelous family, and so that's where our studies begin this afternoon.
那个神的家庭呢，是一个很神奇的家庭，这就是我们今天下午要开始学习的。
First John chapter 2 and verse 12.
约翰一书第二章第十二节。
He says, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name.
亲爱的小子们呢，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪藉着主得了赦免。
What's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to you?
在你的人生里发生的最美妙的事情是什么？
Oh, Jesus forgave your sin. That's marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
主耶稣基督饶恕了你的罪，这是非常神奇的，是绝对令人惊奇的。
And there's a sense in which we're all just like little children. God forgave our sins.Through Jesus Christ.
这个呢，从某种意义上来说，我们都像是一个那样的一群小孩子们。神呢，通过主耶稣基督呢，饶恕了我们的罪。
Then he says in verse 13, I write to you fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning.
第十三节说呢，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初有的。
When I was a little boy, I had a great respect for my father.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我非常的尊重我的父亲。
One of the reasons was because he knew a whole lot more than me. I was just a little boy.But he'd been around for a long time. He was probably almost 40 years old when I was born. And frankly, he knew a lot. He learned a lot in 40 years.
实际上呢，因为我的父亲呢，知道了非常的多。因为我还只是个小男孩。当时呢，我父亲呢，他已经活了很久，他已经有40岁了。所以那个我刚出生的时候呢，他已经40岁，在40岁这些年间呢，他呢实际上学到了很多东西，他也知道很多东西。
And so in the family of God, we have a great respect for our fathers because they've been around, they've learned a few things, and many of them know a whole lot more than we do, but they're willing to share that with us.
因为呢，在我们的家庭呢，我们就是特别的尊重我们的父辈们， 因为实际上他们呢学到了很多的东西，他们通常呢也把他们所学的东西呢分享给我们，他们知道的东西比我们远远的多得多。
And then he says, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one.
然后他就说，那年轻人呢，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
What do we know about the young man, the young Christian man?
我们对那些年轻人或者年轻的基督徒知道一些什么呢？
And the answer is what we know about him is that he said, I am going to turn from evil. I'm not going to be involved in the evil of those around me, and they are different.
所以呢，那些年轻人说呢，我要远离那些罪恶，所以我不想和我周围的任何的罪恶有任何的牵连，所以他们是一群不一样的年轻人。
And when I was a young man, one of my friends had a sister, and she sometimes almost made fun of me because she said, you know, Harold is a Christian and he won't do that.
然后呢，当我还是个年轻人的时候，我有一个朋友，一个朋友呢，他有个姐姐，他姐姐呢，通常呢，他会取笑我，取笑我说 Harold 呢是一个基督徒，所以呢，他不会做那些事儿。
I counted it a great privilege and a great honor to be separate from the others around, and I was happy that she noticed that I was different.
因为对我来说呢，我认为呢是一个荣幸，也是一个荣誉。因为呢，我和周围的那些人呢，实际上是分开的，我和他们是不一样的。然后那个我朋友的姐姐呢，她也知道这一点。
And then he says at the end of verse 13, I write unto you, dear children, because you have known the Father.
然后呢，在第十三节的结尾的处呢，他就说呢，小子们呐，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
Each of these he's writing to are groups of Christians, and they all have one thing in common: they have all acknowledged Jesus as Savior, God as Father, and they all lived different lives accordingly.
然后呢，这里呢写的是写给一群人的，他们这些人呢，每个人都是不一样的，但是他们就其实有一个共同点，他们都是认识主耶稣基督，他们认识神作为他们的父，所以呢，他们这群人呢，实际上都是一群独特的人。
And then he says in verse 14, I write to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning.
第十四节说呢，父亲们啊，我已写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初的。
That's the way they were in verse 13. That's the way they are in verse 14. They don't change. The fathers carry on by God's grace. The fathers carry on regardless of the changes that come in life.
那这个呢，实际上在十三节和十四节是一样的。这些父亲们呢，他们是实际上在继续，实际上不管是那个人生有什么改变，但是这些父亲呢，他们继续就往前走。
I suppose that's one of the reasons why I respected my earthly father. He didn't change. When he got older, he didn't change. He was the same man when he was 70, as he was when he was 50, as he was when he was 30. He just kept on following the Lord.
这就是为什么我尊敬我在地球上的父亲。因为他永远是不变的，当他70岁的时候呢，就跟他50岁的时候一样，他50岁的时候跟30岁一样，这一直他都是不变的，他就一直是跟随着主的。
Now I keep saying that for myself. I say, Lord, would you keep me faithful, please? I want people who knew me 40 years ago to say, Harold, you're the same guy I used to know.
然后我就向神祷告说主啊，求您呢帮助我，帮助我信实，帮助我不变。就是说呢，40年前认识我的人，到今天他仍然说呢，这Howard没有变，他仍然像40年前一样我认识的他。
I don't want to slide back. I don't want to drift back. I don't want to become lazy just because I'm older.
我呢也不想去偷懒，那我也不想去飘离。我只是说呢，我想要跟我年轻的时候一样，我不想变得懒惰，因为我的年纪大了。But
when I was a young man, this is what I wanted to be, verse 14. I write unto you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Three marvelous things for young people in the Christian life.
这个呢，让那些后面接着说年轻人呐，这就是我是年轻人时候我想成为的那样的人。我写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道住在你们里面，你们已经是那恶者，就三件很神奇的事儿在这里发生了。Okay,
I want to be strong. I want the word of God to live in me, and I want to overcome the evil one. Three marvelous things for all young Christians to be.
这个呢，我想要变得刚强，我想要神的道住在我里面，我想要胜恶者。所以这三件是信神的年轻人在他身上呢能够发生的奇妙的事情。
So the question is, how do you get to live these kinds of standards of character?
这个问题就是你怎么活出这样一个标准的这样的一个品格呢？
And some people say, well, you just do that. You just sit back and relax and do it. And the answer is, no, that's not going to work.
有些人说呢，你就坐就行了，然后呢，你就坐在那里，然后放松，然后就做了。实际上不是这样的。
You live these kinds of lives only because you are studying the word of God, you're praying, you are living the Christian life. You don't retire, you don't turn around and play games. You're going to have to be rigorous as they were in their Christian life to have this kind of character.
因为你那个要成为有这样品格的人，那你就是读神的话，然后呢，你祷告，你不断的勤奋的去做，你不永远呢，你也不会退休。当然，你这么去做的话呢，你勤奋的做呢，最后呢，你就会活出一个这样的品格的人来。
And so verse 15 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
第十五节说呢，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。It's
very, very true in life. We've got one heart, and the heart can't go in two directions. It will love this one, it will love that one, but it won't love both. Don't love the world. If you love the world, you don't love the Father.
这个呢是也是个事实，我们都有一颗心。因为现在这个心呢，你可以走两个方向，你或者爱这边呢，你或者爱这边，你不可能同时的都去爱，你只能爱一样。所以你爱世界呢，你就不爱父；你爱父呢，你就不爱世界。
So the question is, how do you learn to love what it is you should love?
问题是呢，你怎么学会去爱你应该爱的东西呢？
And the answer is because you say no to what it is you shouldn't love.
答案呢，就是说呢，你去对那些你不应该去爱的事情说不。
If you're not prepared to say no to what is wrong, you're going to have a hard time saying yes to what is right.
如果呢你没有准备好去对那些错误的事说不的话呢，那你就很难去对那些正确的事情说你要去对。
So I've told you this story many times, but I'll tell you again. When I was a younger man, I bought a boat.
然后呢，我告诉过跟大家讲过这个故事，讲了很多次，但是我今天还要给大家讲一遍。但我还是很年轻的时候买了一艘小艇。
And I used to think it would be nice on a day like today to go for a boat ride.
然后呢，我认为呢，就像今天这样一个天气的话呢，是很适合于把那个游艇，把那个小艇拿到海上去航行的。
I'd only had the boat for a few days, and it was a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon.
我呢，仅仅呢，当我买了那一艘小艇几天以后呢，就是一个阳光明媚的一个星期天的下午。
And I thought to myself, you know, it's only going to take me a few minutes to put my boat in the water, and I could go for a boat ride.And then I could bring the boat home and I could have a quick supper and I could be at the meeting at 7 o'clock. I think what I'll do is go for a boat ride this afternoon.
然后呢，我自己就在想，想说呢，这花不了几分钟，我就可以把我的小艇放到海里去。放到海里以后呢，然后我可以驾着我的小艇呢，在海里呢游荡一番，然后呢，我很快就回来了以后呢，就很快的吃个晚餐，吃了晚餐以后呢，我就可以去教会去参加星期天晚上7点的圣经学习。
And then I said, now Harold, do you love the boat? Do you love the world? Or do you love the Father?
然后我跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 你是爱那艘小艇呢，爱世界呢，还是你爱父
？I said, "Well, Lord, I think I love the Father." And so I said, "Well, if you love the Father, then don't go for a boat ride this afternoon. This is the Lord's Day. This is Sunday. You stay home and read your Bible."
然后我跟主说呢，主啊，我认为我是爱父的。那么主说，既然这样呢，你就今天是主日，今天是星期天，你就不要去驾驶你的小艇了，你应该留在家里读圣经。
And so, from that day on, I determined that every Sunday afternoon I was going to use for Jesus.Rather than for having fun in my boat or elsewhere.
从那一天开始呢，我就决定呢，我把星期天的下午呢，整个星期天呢，都用来服侍主，而不是说去做一些其他的有趣的事儿，就像说是去驾驶我的小艇，或者说去参加世界的其他的活动。
That was the big issue in my life. Am I going to love the world or am I going to love the Father?
这是我人生的那一个极大的问题，因为我是要爱世界呢，还是要爱父？
Okay, did I make the right decision?
那么 okay, 我做出了正确的决定吗？
Yeah, the answer is yes. And I don't begrudge the fact that I didn't go boating every Sunday afternoon. I had far better life. I served Jesus every Sunday afternoon.
嗯，是， 这答案是是，我做出了正确的决定。我星期天呢下午呢，我就永远没有去驾驶我的小艇。我们星期天呢都用来服侍主，因此呢，我有了一个远远美好的人生。
Now the big issue, verse 16, is everything that is in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of the eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, it comes not from the Father, but comes from the world.
第十六节说，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并精神的骄傲，都不是从父来的，而从世界来的。
So the world is very powerful, and the world says, I'm going to crave the sinful things. I'm going to lust after what I can see. And I'm going to boast for what I can get. There's three things in life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and those are not from the Father. We don't need those.
于世界上呢，这个世界它是也是能量极其大的，因为这个世界上的是充满了肉体的情欲啊，充满了眼目的情欲，还有精神的骄傲。就是你有了什么东西呢，你就会到处去炫耀，去吹嘘。所以这三样东西呢，都是世界来的，都不是属于基督徒的，不是属于父的。不要去被那三件东西可诱惑。
Now remember, verse 17, the world and its desires passes away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
第十七节说呢，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神旨意的是永远长存。
That's amazing. Doesn't matter what it is that's in the world, it's going to pass away.
这是很令人惊奇的，这个世界上不管有什么东西，实际上最后都会消失的。
And so our question is, what are we going to spend our time on? What are we going to spend our life on? Are we going to spend it on something that's going to pass away? Or are we going to spend it on something that will last forever?
有问题呢，是我们的时间要花在什么上面呢？我们的人生要是花在什么上面呢？我们是要花在那些世界上的必定要过去要消失的东西呢，还是要花在那些永远长存的东西上面呢？
So there's two illustrations that I use. I'm going to tell you about them again. I've told you before, but when I was a little boy, I had a rubber duck car.
然后呢，这里有两个的那个例子，已经跟你们讲过很多次了，但是我还是要跟你们再讲一遍。我当我还是个小男孩的时候，我有一个橡皮鸭的车子。
It was a nice rubber duck car.
这是一个非常的好的一个橡皮鸭的车。
But there came a day when I stopped playing with my rubber duck car.
但是有一天呢，我就停止再去玩那个橡皮鸭的车。
Now, if you were to come to my house and I were to say to you, come on over here, I want to show you my rubber duck car, what would you say?
然后呢，如果你来到我家里，我就说呢，你过来看，我要看看，让你看看我这个橡皮鸭的车。
You'd say, are you crazy, Harold?A man doesn't need a rubber duck car.
然后呢，你就说呢，还有着你疯了吗？一个男人怎么不需要一个橡皮鸭的车？
And so the day came when I had to say I'm going to stop playing with my rubber duck car.
然后呢，有一天呢，我就说呢，我再也不玩这个橡皮鸭的车。
So many years later, I went to work for a large corporation.
很多年以后呢，我去为了一个大公司工作。
And so I said to my friends, you work in this large corporation. What is your objective? What is it that you want?
我就跟一个人说，那你在这么大的一个公司工作，那么你的目标是什么呢？你想要什么呢？
And so I spoke to my friends. They all said, I want to become a vice president.
我跟所有的人都讲，但所有人都说呢，我想成为这家公司的副总。
So I thought, well, that's very interesting. I happen to know quite a few of the vice presidents.
我说那这个呢很有趣，因为我也认识几个副总。
So I went to the vice presidents and I said to them, what is it that you want?
然后呢我就去找那几个副总，我说你们想要什么呢？
And they all said, I want early retirement.
他们所有的人都说呢，我想早点退休。
And I thought there's something wrong with this picture.
我这个里面呢肯定有什么东西不对呀。
If it's a big deal to be a vice president, why do you want to get rid of it as soon as you get it?
如果说呢成为副总呢是一件大事，那么你为什么呢就是说呢尽可能的你想早点退休。
The Bible says the world passes away and the lust of the world, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
圣经说呢，这个世界上的一切和世界上的情欲都会过去，但唯有那个神的旨意，遵守神的旨意的是长存的。
I never became a vice president.
我从来没有那个当上副总。
I have never been the least bit disappointed that I didn't become a vice president.
我从来没有为我没有当上副总而感到一点点的一丁点的失望。
It's not a big deal.
这个并不是一件什么大不了的事。
I will tell you one other story. My father worked for a bank for probably 44, 45 years. He worked for the same bank for 45 years.
然后呢，我要跟大家讲另外一个故事。我的父亲呢，他在同一家银行工作了大概44到45年。
And when he died, his name was written up in the bank magazine. The bank had a magazine every month that went to all the employees. When my father left the bank, not when he died, when my father left the bank, they wrote his name in the section about the people who work for the bank.
然后呢他父亲死了以后，他不是说实际上他讲错了，不是他父亲死了以后，是他父亲离开那个银行以后，然后那个银行呢他有一个内部的杂志，内部的杂志呢他们把他父亲的名字写进了那个内部杂志的上面，上面列举了那些为银行工作的人。
So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to see what the magazine said about my father.
然后呢我就说呢，我就想看看看看这个杂志是怎么描述我的父亲的。
And I suppose because he'd worked for them for 45 years, they gave him a pretty good write-up. They actually gave him two sentences in the magazine. Two whole sentences to describe him.
那我是假设，我是想啊推测，他因为他在这个银行，我爸在银行工作了这么久，他们应该给他写一个很好的一个评论或者说简历那样的。然后呢，但是他发现呢，在那个杂志上，他们描述他父亲的话呢，只有两句话，整整的两句话。
Frankly, I was very disappointed. I thought, what's the matter with you people? Don't you realize how important a man my father was? He worked for you for all those years. You give him two sentences.
那实际上呢，我当时是非常的失望，非常失望。我说，你们这些人呢，老子是不是有毛病？他为你们这个银行工作呢这么长时间啊，你们在他的评论呢只是写了两句话，就两句话。
But then I noticed that another man had left the bank at the same time. Excuse me, and he had become president of the bank.
然后呢，我就也看到了另外一个人，他和我爸爸同一时间离开银行的，但是他却是那个银行的总裁。
He'd been a really big guy.
他是一个很大的人物。
So I said, well, I'm going to see what they say about him.
然后我就想呢，我也要看看他们怎么评价他的。
And I read and read what they said about him, and they gave him four sentences.
然后他们，我看读到了，他们评价他的呢是四句话。
And I thought, how foolish can you get?
我说这个人是多么的愚蠢，这些人。
The world passes away. And the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever.
这个世界呢，它会过去，世界里的情欲呢，也会过去，唯有呢，遵循神的旨意的人呢，永远长存。
So when you get to heaven, you can sit down with the Lord Jesus, and you can say to him, now Jesus, would you please tell me a little bit about Harold Summers Sr.?
当你和主耶稣基督坐在一起的时候，当你坐下，你问主耶稣基督，你说主耶稣基督，你可不可以告诉我那个老的 Harold Summers？
Do you think... That when you talk to Jesus about my dad, he's going to say, I've only got two sentences about him.
你认为当主耶稣基督呢，谈到我的父亲的时候，他也在Harold Summers，那个主耶稣基督只有两句话来评价我的父亲吗？
My father's going to be telling people about Jesus, and Jesus will tell people about him for all eternity.
然后呢，我的父亲呢，一穷极一生呢，就是传讲我们的主耶稣基督。那么主耶稣基督呢，会在永恒里呢，一直来评价他。It
was William Shakespeare, not the Bible, but it's true, and it says, "The paths of glory lead but to the grave."
那个呢是莎士比亚说的，不是圣经说的。 说所有的过去的荣耀呢，最终呢，都会被埋进坟墓里。
You follow the Lord Jesus. Don't worry about rubber ducks. Don't worry about boats. Don't worry about a job. And you just keep following Jesus. That's all that matters.
这个呢，你不要去。 关心那个橡皮啊，你不要去关心那个小艇，你不要去关心什么其他的工作。你所有要做的呢，都是要跟随着主耶稣基督，这就是所有的人生的真谛。He
who does the will of God lives forever. That's what verse 17 says. Hallelujah.
这个呢，就是说呢，唯独遵循神的旨意的人是永远长存的。
All right, verse 18 now. Dear children, this is the last hour. And you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists has come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
第十八节说：“小子们呐，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说，那敌基督的要来，现在已经有些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。
All right, so the Lord says, this is very close to the end, only a little bit time left.
主耶稣基督说呢，现在呢，其实是已经接近了末世了，你们没有多少时间能留下了。
If it's the last hour, what you and I do is we say, oh, I better get running. I'm running out of time. And we go and we do because we say it's the last hour.
如果呢，就是只剩下最后一个小时了，你就会说什么？你说，哦，我要赶紧，我要抓紧，因为我们时间不够了。我已经因为这已经成是最后一个小时了，我要赶紧去做一些事。
Now, one of the reasons we know it's the last hour is because there's a lot in the world which is called the Antichrist.
因为在末世的时候呢，这整个世界会充满了什么呢？因为有一大堆敌基督的出现。
The world is full of alternatives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，这些呢，所有的呢，就现在已经许多来要反对主耶稣基督。
They pretend that he isn't the creator. They pretend that he isn't the savior. They pretend that he isn't alive. They won't even mention his name.
因为这些敌基督的呢，他们假装他们是救主。他们假装他们是造物主，他们假装呢，他们是所有的那一切的，但是他们甚至都不会提主的名。
How do we know it's the last hour? Because all of those things are true.
因为我们怎么知道这是末世呢？因为实际上这所有的事情都是真的。
Now the tragedy is that many antichrists.Many people who are against Christ used to be part of those who had a knowledge of Christ.
这个呢，现在的悲剧呢，就是说呢，很多那些敌基督的人呢，敌基督的人呢，他们很多人实际上是以前他们承认基督的那一群人。
Verse 19 says, These antichrists went out from us.But they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going away showed that none of them belonged to us.
就是有些时候呢，他们从我们中间出去，就是那些敌基督的，却不是属于我们的。若是属于我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明。都不是属我们的。
And you will meet some people who will say, Oh yeah, I used to be a Christian. I used to believe that. I don't believe that anymore.
你会经常碰到这些人呢，这些人说是啊，我曾经是个基督徒，我曾经相信圣经上所写的，但是我不再相信了。
That was Judas Iscariot, wasn't it? He said, I used to follow Jesus.I was with him even today, but in my heart, I don't follow him. And Judas was an anti-Christ. He didn't follow the Lord.
这个就是那个卖主的那个犹大，是不是？犹大他说呢，他曾经是跟随主的，他其实心里呢，一直是跟随主的，但是现在他不再跟随主。
And you will find...Today, that you will meet people who say, I used to believe that. Don't listen to them. They will say, I used to believe it, but they're not believing it today. And they will end up suffering great loss because of it.
因为如果你碰到这些人的时候，他们曾经是信主的，他们不再信了，所以不要骗这些人。这些人呢，他们最终的结局呢，是要失丧的很多。
But verse 20 says, But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
第二节说呢，你们从圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
So how do you get to know the truth?
那么你们怎么去认识真理呢？
Well, the answer is you study the truth, you read the Bible, and you follow the truth, because the Holy Spirit will lead you, but you don't gain the truth, you don't learn the truth, you don't retain the truth unless you continue to read and pray and study the truth of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God.
如果说呢，你实际上你怎么去认识真理，怎么去知道真理呢？你就去读圣经，读圣经跟随圣经里的真理，那么神的圣灵呢，就会引导你们。引导你们，你去认识这些真理。那么这些真理呢，它不会在存在，你不会保留它，你不会永远存留它，除非你跟着神的圣灵走，人的圣灵的走，你一直跟着神，受着圣灵的引导，这样神的真理呢才会存留在你里面。
And so he says in verse 21, I do not write to you because you don't know the truth. I'm writing because you do know the truth and because no lie comes from the truth.
也说我写信给你们不是因你们不知道真理，正是因你们知道并且知道没有虚谎是从真理里出来的。
He says, I know that you know the truth, and I'm writing to you to confirm that truth. The only reason I write to you is because I know and you know that what I'm writing is the truth.
因为他这里讲的意思呢，我知道你们知道真理，就是我写信这个就是向你们确保确认你们知道真理。所以呢，你知道的真理呢，你那个就是说呢，我写信给你们是因为你们知道的真理。
Who is the liar? It's a man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son.
也说谁是说谎话的呢？不是那。不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父也有了。
And so when you meet the person who says, I don't believe in Jesus Christ, I don't believe that he is the Son of God, then you say, all right, you are Antichrist.And I'm not going to listen to you.
如果有一个人说呢，我不承认主耶稣基督，我不相信基督，我不相信基督是神的儿子。然后呢，你就跟他说呢，那么好吧，我就不会听你再讲了，你是敌基督的。
Now verse 23, very important. No one who denies the Son has the Father.
第二三节呢是非常重要的，凡不认子的就没有父。
Some people say, I don't believe in Jesus. I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus.
有些人说呢，我不相信主耶稣，我相信神，但是我不相信耶稣。
And the answer is that person doesn't know God. They don't understand God.They don't believe in the God of the Bible because if they did, they would believe in Jesus.
因为答案呢，就是那些人呢，他不认识神，他不理解神，他不认识圣经里面的神。他们如果认识这个圣经里面神，他们就会认主耶稣。
There are all manner of religions out there that talk about God, but they don't know what they're talking about.
这里呢，世界上呢有很多的宗教呢，他们都在说神，但是呢，他们完全不知道神。
No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. It's just that simple.
第二声，凡不认子的就没有父。但那认识子的，连父也有了，就这么简单。
The reason, of course, is that God and the Son are both God. The Son is in the Father. The Father is in the Son. They are inseparable, and God put them together, and people try to take them apart. When they do, they lose both the Father and the Son. They get neither.
这个答案呢，就是因为子是神，父也是神，他们是连在一起的，他们是不可分开的。有些人呢，想把那个子和父呢分开呢，那他们就不认识神，他们不认识子就不认识父，不认识父就不认识子。
And so you will meet many people who will say to you, I'm a teacher sent from God. I just don't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ really is God. And you say, hang on, you're all wrong. You don't have the Father at all.
有些人呢，只要他会跟你说我就是神派来的教师，但是呢，我却不承认主耶稣。 但是你就说等一下，你这一切的你都搞错了。如果你不认识子的话呢，你就不认识父，你不认，所以呢，你根本就不认识父，你根本就不认识神。Now
verse 24 says, "See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you."
嗯，也就是说呢，论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里。It's
possible for people to say, "I know the Father, I know the Son, I believe in the Lord Jesus," but that knowledge does not remain in them.
嗯，那也这是有可能的。有些人呢说呢。 我认识父，我认识子，我相信主耶稣基督，但是这样的知识呢，却不存在他里面。That's
why we keep on studying the Bible. That's why we come to Bible studies. That's why we read the Bible ourselves every day. That's why we pray. Why? Because it's possible that we could lose the knowledge that we have.
这就是为什么呢？我们要到这里来学圣经，我们为什么要参加圣经学习？我们为什么要自己花时间学习圣经？我们为什么学习圣经？我们要祷告，这样呢，因为这是可能的，可能呢，因为我们曾经获得的认识神的知识呢，会失去。
So the Christian life is not simply a passive thing. The Christian life is active. You and I have physical life. One of the reasons that we continue with physical life is that we eat and drink and remain active and sleep every day.
实际上基督徒的人生呢，它不是一个被动的人生。 我们是一个行动的人生，因为我们吃饭、睡觉，我们保持行动。我们这样的是身体，是保持行动。If
we were to stop eating and drinking and sleeping, before long we wouldn't have health and strength at all. We've got to keep ingesting in order to remain strong, and the same thing is true of the things of God. We've got to keep with the Christians. We've got to keep working zealously to maintain our Christian experience.
因为我们停止吃喝、停止睡觉呢，我们就会马上，不久就会变得虚弱，我们就会没有力量。这个事情呢，同样的呢，也是在学习神的知识里面，我们要保持不断的去学习、保持那样的热情，去知道神的知识，这样呢，它就会，我们有力量，它就会存留在我们里。Verse
25, this is what he's promised us, even eternal life. That's most important. Don't let it slip. Don't let it slide. Don't let it disappear. Keep it front, foremost, and active in your life. So verse 26, he says, I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Are there those trying to lead you astray? And the answer is yes. The devil's got all kinds of people trying to lead you astray.
这个呢，确实是答案是是的，因为魔鬼呢，他有一大堆的人呢，他们试图引诱你偏离。
Sometimes it's the allurements of life. Sometimes it's the problems of life. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's aspirations. Doesn't matter. You're going to be encouraged to leave the things of God and go after something else. Don't do it.
因为这个呢，就是这些人呢，他有些是生活中出现的一些问题，有些是呢一些人的问题，有些是朋友的问题，有些是些出现的一些问题，就是很多的那些事情呢，他会引诱你偏离神的道，所以不要被他们诱惑，坚持在神的道里。
Verse 27 says, as for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
第二七节说，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。So
we have the Holy Spirit of God. He's the anointed one. He's the anointing we have. That Holy Spirit of God will teach us. And he will keep us, but he does that through the word of God, through the fellowship of Christians. We have got to keep going.
这个呢，在我们里面的恩膏呢，实际上就是神的圣灵，神的圣灵它会教导我们，它会保守我们。神的圣灵呢，是通过神的话来教导我们，来保守我们，所以要一直是学习神的话，保持在神的话里面。Our
job, the end of the verse 27 says, our job is to remain in him.
这个呢，在第二七节结尾的处呢，说呢，我们的职责，我们的工作呢，就是要住在主里面。Now,
it's possible for us to cease to remain in him.
对我们来说是有这种可能性的，我们不再住在主里面。
John 15, the picture is Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And if you remain in the vine, you'll be strong. But if you allow yourself to be removed from the vine, you have no strength. Everything the Christian has is because he's associated with the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever wander away.
那个主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十五章圣里说的，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，你们枝子如果连在这个葡萄树上呢，你们就会有力量；如果你们远离了这个葡萄树呢，你们就没有力量。所以呢，你们要连在主里面，住在主里面，你就有了力量。
Now verse 27 says, 28 says, and now, dear children, continue in the Lord Jesus, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming.
第二十八节说，小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
If the Lord Jesus Christ were to come today, where would you like to be?
如果主耶稣基督今天就来了，你想在哪里？
Well, frankly, I guess I'd like to be at the Bible study.
坦率地说呢，我是希望我是在学习圣经。
And if he comes, we'd simply say, well, thank you, Lord. Good to see you. We're looking forward to you.
然后呢，如果主耶稣来了，我们说，主啊，谢谢您，因为我们一直盼望着您的到来。
But if we were to say, oh, I don't need to study the Bible today. I can go and do my own thing. I can run away. I can play some games. I can go somewhere else. When the Lord Jesus comes back, we'll be pretty ashamed.
因为如果我们今天说呢，我今天呢我不想学圣经，我想去做点别的事情，我可以跑到远远的，我可以去玩点游戏，我如果我也可以去做点别的事情，但是呢这个时候呢，主耶稣就难了，就会感到非常的羞愧。And
so verse 29 says, if you know that Jesus is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him.
第二节就是说，你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will do right the same way as he did. We say, Lord, you're righteous, I want to be righteous too.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他是公义的，那么我们就要按照主耶稣基督的方式去做。我们说，主耶稣基督，如果你做的是公义的，我也要做公义的事情。Okay,
so chapter 3 now carries on, and the Lord says, how great is the love that the Father has be lavished on us, that we should be called children of God.
第约翰一书的第三章，第三章第一节说呢，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们称得，使我们得称为神的儿女。Okay,
so when I was at school, the teachers used to say, now, we are teachers, we love the children in this school.
当我还是一个小孩的时候呢，我在上学，学校老师通常说呢，我们是这个学校的老师，但是呢，我们爱我们的这个学校的孩子们。And
sometimes somebody would say to me, Harold, does your teacher love you? And I would say, oh, yeah.
有时候有些人问我说, Harold, 你的老师爱你吗？我说爱你吗？我说，哎，是。
And then they would say, who loves you more, your teacher or your mother?
然后他们就会问我说，谁更爱你呢？是你的老师还是你的妈妈呢？
I would say, well, there's certainly no question there. My mother loves me far more than those teachers do.
我说这个你的完全没有什么问题，因为我的妈妈爱我远远超过那些老师们。
How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us? Answer, we have been called his children. He loves us to the point where he has adopted us into his family. That is absolutely marvelous.
那个父是爱我们爱到的一定的程度，到了一个点，他收养了我们做他的孩子们，所以这是一个远远大的爱。All
right, verse 1 goes on and says, and that is what we are. We're the children of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
第五节接着说呢，我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
Not everybody was impressed with my mother as I was.
也没有任何一个人呢，对我的妈妈呢，比我更感激她。
And the reason is they didn't know my mother.
但原因是他们根本就不认识我妈妈。
When I was a little boy, I didn't want any other mother, I'll tell you.
然后呢，我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我不想要任何其他的妈妈。
I knew my mother loved me. I knew God had given my mother to me because he loved me. And that was all that mattered. There was nothing greater in my life than the love of my father, my mother, and the love of God to me through my father and mother.
然后呢，我妈妈爱我，我知道神把我的妈妈赐给我呢，是因为神爱我，所以呢，我爱我的妈妈，我也爱神，我爱我的父亲，我爱我的妈妈。 因为我的妈妈和我的爸爸把神的爱给了我，所以我爱我神，我爱爸爸，爱妈妈。
All right, verse 2 says, Dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known.
第二节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。
So now we're the children of God. That's today. What's going to happen tomorrow?
那么呢，现在我们是神的儿女。那么这是今天。那明天会发生什么呢？
Well, the answer is we're still going to be the children of God. But what we're going to know tomorrow will be far greater than what we know now.
答案呢是明天呢，我们是仍然是神的儿女，但是明天呢，我们能够知道的事情呢，远远要比今天知道的多。We
can't imagine how wonderful eternity is going to be. We will be part of the family of the God who made the universe, and we will rejoice in that forever.
那我们可以去想象一下那个永恒里是有多美，因为我们要和创造整个宇宙的神在一起，我们要永永远远的和他在一起。So
what is the future going to be? Verse 2. Dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known, but we do know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
第二节继续说呢，我们将来如何还会显明？但我们知道，当他显现的时候，我们必要像他，因为我们必得见真实的他。Okay,
that's absolutely amazing. When Jesus comes back, I will be like Jesus.
这个是绝对的令人惊奇的。但是如果主耶稣基督回来的时候，我会像主耶稣基督那样。Okay,
now I just don't understand that. It's going to be so much more wonderful than I do understand. It's going to be absolutely marvelous.
我呢，其实我是不理解的，但是我知道他那个真实的情况要比我远远，比我理解的远远的美得多，这是非常神奇的。When
he comes back, verse 2 says, we shall be like him. We shall see him just as he is. We will see him and we will be like what we see. I don't know. I can't understand it. Right now, all I know is I'm one of the children of God. But one day, I will be like the Lord Jesus.
因为当主再显现的时候呢, 我们能够见到主耶稣基督他的真体，然后呢我们就会像那个我们见到的一样。我不是很理解这个，但是我知道我今天是神的儿女，那么终有一天呢，我要像主耶稣基督一模一样。
And verse 3 says, therefore everyone who has this hope of being like Jesus purifies himself, just as Jesus is pure. So the Christian says, I want to be pure too. I'm going to be like the Lord Jesus.
第三节说呢，凡是他所凡向他有这指望的人，就洁净了自己，像他洁净了一样。所以呢，我不是很理解，但是我知道主耶稣基督他是洁净的，他是纯净的，所以我也要成为纯净的，像主一样。
So the logic that goes through this book of John is very simple. He makes some statements and then he says the logical implication of that is this.
然后呢这个呢在这个约翰一书里这个逻辑呢是非常的这样的。就是说呢他说呢我现在呢说了一些话，然后这个逻辑是呢指出来是。
He says, we are going to be like Jesus, and therefore we start now to be like Jesus by living lives that are pure.
然后他说呢，我们是将来就会像主耶稣基督一样，所以现在呢，我们就要开始这样一个人生，从现在开始，我们要过一个洁净的人生。
So among other things, John represents the logical God.
然后呢，从另外一个事情呢，约翰呢，就是给我们展示了一个有逻辑性的神。
And he says, this is the logic. If we're going to be his children, and we are, if we're going to be like him, and we will, then we are going to have to be pure today. It's all very, very simple.
所以这样的逻辑呢，就是说呢，我们今天呢是神的儿女，我们今天是的，我们将来呢要像主人一样，就是说呢，这样的话呢，因此呢，因为主是纯净的，是洁净的，所以呢，我们今天呢也要开始洁净自己，就是这么简单。
And so, those of us who've studied the book of John, the epistles of John, we end up saying, you know, he's very simple. His logic is extremely simple, but it is also extremely profound.
然后呢，这就像那个约翰所写的这些书的结尾一样的，他的那个逻辑呢就是非常非常的简单，就这么非常的直白，但是他这样的逻辑呢也是非常深刻的。
Therefore, verse 4, everyone who sins breaks the law. That makes sense?
然后第四节说呢，凡犯罪的，这个是有道理。
Okay, don't ever presume that because you're a child of God, you can break the law and not sin. Everyone who sins breaks the law. Everyone who breaks the law sins. Don't do it. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
这个呢，就是呢，你不要假装，不要一认为你是神的儿子，你就可以去违背神的律法而不犯罪。凡犯罪的呢，就是违背律法，违背律法的呢，就是罪。
And verse 5 says, but you know that Jesus appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in Jesus is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.
第五节就是说呢，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪， 凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
Okay, many people say, well, you know, the message of the Bible is very simple. It says, if we're sinners and we confess our sins, he'll forgive us our sin. Therefore, it's all simple. I don't really have to worry about sinning.
有些人呢，在圣经说呢，在圣经里其实是，这非常简单，就是说呢，如果我承认我的罪，主会呢饶恕我的罪，所以呢，我们不用去管，犯不犯罪。
All right, but verse 6 says, no one who lives in Jesus keeps on sinning. Don't keep on sinning.
然后呢，第六节说呢，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，不要去犯罪。
And the person who does continue to sin has neither seen him nor known him.
第六节说呢，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Okay, John says it's very simple. You can't have it both ways. If you've got Jesus, you say no to sin. If you say yes to sin, you say no to Jesus. You can't have it both ways.
约翰在这里呢讲的其实这个逻辑非常简单。如果你是信主的，你就要对罪说不。如果你对罪说你去犯罪，你就是对主说不，所以你不能同时既犯罪又有主。
And then he says in verse 7, dear children, don't let anyone lead you astray. People are going to say, yes, you can. You can carry on sinning because you're in the family of God. God knows you're a sinner. Everything's fine. And the Bible says no.No, you're walking with Jesus, you're not sinning. If you're sinning, you're not walking with Jesus.
第七节说呢，小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。所以这个里面呢，有些人呢，他就会诱惑我们，诱惑我们，他们就说呢，啊，你是神的家人，你在神的大家庭里，如果你犯了罪呢，神就会饶恕你的，所以不要去管那些，你想犯罪就犯罪，其实这是不对的。圣经不是这么说的，圣经说的呢，你如果有了主，你就不会犯罪，你犯罪就没有主。
Verse 7, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. It's all very simple. The Christian says no to sin.And the devil says, go ahead and sin. And the Christian says, no. If you're a Christian, you don't carry on in sin. Just that simple.
这个第七节说的小子们呢，不要让他任何欺骗你们的，不要让任何欺骗你们行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼的，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。这里呢实际上呢讲到的一个逻辑就是说呢，基督徒呢说我们不犯罪，我们对罪说不，然后那个魔鬼呢说你不要管，你就去犯罪，然后呢其实这个东西呢你不要听魔鬼的，因为这里圣经讲得很清楚，那你犯罪呢你就不认识主，你认识主你就不犯罪，所以你不要犯罪，就这么简单。
He says in verse 8, he says the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
第八节继续说呢，为此神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
That's what he wants to do. The Lord Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil.The Christian doesn't say, okay, I can continue to do the devil's work. The Christian says, Jesus came to destroy the devil's work. I'm not going to let the devil do any work in my life.
这个呢就是主耶稣基督他显现的目的，他就是要那个除灭魔鬼的作为。所以呢，有些人说呢，就是魔鬼呢，他如果魔鬼的工作被除灭了以后，基督徒就应该说呢，不，我不会去做魔鬼的工作。
Verse 9 says, no one who is born of God will continue to sin.
第九节说凡从神生的就不犯罪。
That's very, very powerful. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. Don't continue in sin.
这个呢就是非常有力量的。
And the answer is because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God.
当然呢，是因为神的道存在他的心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
So if you keep on sinning, it's because you haven't been born of God. The issue is very, very clear. You trust the Savior and you say no to sin. And you carry on sinning and you've said no to the Savior. You can't do both.
对罪说不呢，你就去信主；你要对主说不呢，救主说不呢，你就去犯罪。
And so verse 10 says, this is how we know we are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Neither is anyone who does not have not love his brother. So the distinction that John is making is very clear. If we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we say no to sin. And if we don't say no to sin, then we're not born of God. We're not trusting the Lord as our Savior.
这个呢，第十节讲的，从此就显出神谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。那个，约翰在这里讲到的这个区别呢，是非常明显的。如果你对罪说不，那么你就相信主耶稣基督，你相信救主，你就不要去犯罪。
All right, so that's maybe a good place for us to leave it this afternoon. We'll pick it up next week, or well, 2 weeks' time, we'll pick it up again. But John is a delightful writer. And he basically says, listen, you've got to decide. You're going to go God's way or you're not. If you're God's child, then you're following the Lord and you're saying no to sin. If you're not saying no to sin, then you're maybe not God's child. You can't have both.
今天呢，我们大概呢就在这里停着。也就是一个好的地方。那下再过两个星期，我们回来再学。实际上，约翰呢，他在这里其实讲的非常清楚。如果呢，你是信主的呢，你的罪说不；你如果不对罪说不呢，那么呢，你就不是神生的。所以你要是相信主，也对罪说不；你对罪，你要去犯罪，你就是不相信主。
All right, well, we should maybe have a word of prayer. Thank you again for today, for this afternoon. May the Lord bless us.
我们现在呢，要来做一个结束的祷告。那感谢大家呢，今天来参加这样的学习。那愿主赐福给我们。
Lord, we want to thank you for making the truth of God so clear. It's simple. We walk with God and we say no to sin. And if we continue in sin, then we're saying no to God and we don't have eternal life.
主啊, 我们要非常感恩, 非常感恩这样的事情是如此的简单。 如果说呢, 我们去, 信神, 我们就不犯罪。 如果我们对罪说不呢, 我们就信神。 所以呢, 我们如果说是对主说不, 我们就会去犯罪, 这样我们就会失去我们的永生。
And so, Lord, we give thanks for your word, for the simplicity of it. We just pray that we will live the reality of the fact that we have been born again and that we are part of God's family.
主啊,我们非常感谢,感谢您的话,您的话是如此的简洁,是如此的简单,就是说呢,如果我们,如果愿我们所有的人都活出这样一个真实的现实出来,就是说我们确确实实是神的儿女,我们是从神的家里,是从神生的。
Lord, we pray that you will just cause each of us to say, I don't want to live a life of compromise. I don't want to live a life in sin. I choose to be born again, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to become part of the family of God.
主啊,我们祷告,曾经呢,让我们每一个人呢,不要去给过一个那个妥协的人生,活在罪中,我们要每个人都要重生,重生以后我们出生在神的家里,我们都要成为神的儿女。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name, looking to him for blessing.
我们献上感恩,奉主耶稣基督的名,我们也祈求他赐福给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.